It's 6 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm Jim Thorne, and today is Friday. And you know what that means? That means it's time for That's What's Happening's Blues and Arts Hour. It's a program where we feature some of Mississippi's finest singers, songwriters, musicians, and artists. And the program's made possible each week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Well, this morning we're going to go to Luckenbach. Not really the town in Texas, but Luckenbach is the name of a Willie Nelson tribute band from here in central Mississippi. The front man is someone who's well-known in the legal field named Trey Jones, and he is with us right now with a couple of guests. Good morning, Trey.
Hey, Jim. Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us.
How's the coffee?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. I may stay for a while after the show if you keep
making. Okay, great. You've got some special guests with you. I want you to introduce these guys.
Yeah, I'd be glad to. So over here is Jeff Reynolds, who is, I'm going to say, probably one of the most well-known musicians, probably, certainly in the central part of the state. Mm-hmm. Jeff has been playing with me for, I don't know, probably at least 10, 12 years, something like that.
And Jeff's been on the show before.
He'll be back.
He's fantastic from up in the Delta, but lives in Rankin County now. And then over here, a guy that you know is our keyboard player, Robert Scott, who is a fantastic musician and a good friend. So glad to have them both with us today.
Well, tell us about Luckenbach. Just a little brief background, if you would.
Well, it's, it started, I was thinking about it. It's now been almost 15 years since we've been doing this, and I grew up just loving Willie Nelson, and when everybody else was listening to Madonna and Michael Jackson and all those guys in the mid 80s, I just fell in love with Willie Nelson and his music, and I loved all those other folks too, but I was just that kid who loved that music and followed it, became a huge fan of Willie's, and eventually found some real musicians that I could get to do this with me, and one thing led to another, and it really is a tribute to Willie. I don't think any of us are trying to be superstars. We've all got our own things that we do, but we love Willie's music, and that's really what it's about, is to pay tribute to him.
Everything I've heard about y'all has been fantastic, and y'all are going to do some tunes for us today on the show, right?
Yeah, we're going to do at least some pieces of some of the songs that we do that are some of the ones that people request the most. And maybe after we do the first one, you'll still have some people listening.
Well, let's get it kicked off. What are we going to hear?
Well, I was thinking about one of the songs that we could do. Willie did, after he did Redheaded Stranger, that record, he did a tribute album to Lefty Frizzell. Mm-hmm. And he recorded a song from that record that went to number one. It was Willie's second number one. And people always ask, they say, well, how can we get Luckenbach to come and play here or there? Or how can we get Luckenbach to come and do a radio show? And I always use this song as the reason.
That's good.
And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. And we'll go honky-tonking and we'll have a time. And we'll have a fine baby all the way down the line. And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Hey, let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonk and make every spot in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark and we won't fool around. And if you run short of money, well, then I'll run short of time. And if you got no more money, honey, I'll have no more time. And if you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonk and we'll have a time. And we'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you got
the money, honey, I've got the time.
That is awesome. That is absolutely tremendous. And I tell you, I'm looking out the window, guys, Highway 49, and I'm seeing these cars kind of bouncing because I know they're getting into it. That's great. Where are y'all going to be playing in the near future? Do you have any
we're actually playing tomorrow night at a private – well, no, it's a public. It's open to the public, but it's a benefit for Canton Academy.
Okay.
Johnny Stewart, who is pretty popular out this way and owns Two Rivers Restaurant. He's got a beautiful event venue called Butterfly Hill out in Canton. And so we're going to play a benefit for Canton Academy. I think we start at 7 o'clock. I think the event starts at 6:30, but it's open to the public, and I'm sure Canton Academy would appreciate the support. In May, I think we're playing at Memorial Day show at McBee's, which is always fun. Mm-hmm. Good time. I think that's a Saturday night, and maybe the 27th or something like that. And June, we're going to be at Shaggy's. Mm-hmm. They've got an all day type deal, and we're going to be out there. I think in Brewski's down in Hattiesburg in July. Which is kind of cool because I saw Willie play at Brewski's probably 15, 20 years ago.
Okay.
Maybe more like 10 years ago. And so it's kind of cool to get to play where we saw him play, which is fun.
How can people get in touch with you if they wanted you to come to their event or perform?
You know, we've got a Facebook page.
Okay.
And we don't do a ton of social media, but we do have a Facebook page, and it's Luckenbach Willie Tribute Band. And of course, you can message through that, and we do a lot of private parties, and that's usually how people get in touch with us. Is they'll send Jeff handles some of that too, and so they'll send a message on there, and we're not too hard to find.
Well, I tell you what, they're here in the studio. We're talking about Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, and Robert Scott from the band Luckenbach. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. I want to thank the sponsor of the show, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Lots more to come. Y'all stay tuned. 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Very special guest in studio, it's Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, and Robert Scott from the band Luckenbach. Trey, I want to talk to you just a moment, a little bit about yourself. You're from this area originally?
I actually grew up in Forest over in Scott County.
Yeah.
And great little town. My mom still lives over there. My brother still lives there. My dad was from there, and I still go over there from time to time, but that's where I grew up, went to high school there.
Yeah. Now, I know you're an attorney, and you're a very good attorney. You've been doing this for how many years?
Practicing law?
Yeah.
Almost 25 years now.
Yeah.
I went to law school at MC, and have worked at the same law firm in Jackson for going on 25 years now.
What's your area of expertise?
I don't have any expertise. it's nothing exciting, nothing that you would want to see on a TV show. I represent usually businesses that are sued. So I'm defending in court businesses that have a lawsuit filed against them, whether it's a construction company or a bank, or and then I do some work for some governmental entities. Mm-hmm. Rankin County, some state officials and things like that. So it's usually boring fights about money, I've been doing that really my whole career.
Now, you know, the music, you started, Luckenbach, you said it started about 15 years ago.
Getting close, yeah.
But did you have a musical background before that?
Not really. It's funny. I had sung some in church. I mean, which is, what is it? Is there any musician, when you ask them, how did you get started, that doesn't say I got started
especially
singing
in Mississippi.
In church?
And
I've always thought that that's because it doesn't really matter how bad you are. Who's going to stop you from singing in church? So, I mean, I sang, you know, a little bit growing up in church and sang even as an adult. That's kind of how some of this music got started. Mm-hmm. But certainly nothing like these guys. Mm-hmm. And the guys, the other five members of our band, I mean, they are sure enough professional musicians. I was just a guy who loved Willie Nelson and sang a lot of Willie in the car and in the shower and in his bedroom. And that's kind of how this got started.
Well, Robert's here. Robert Scott and Jeff Reynolds. Who are the other folks in your band?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. So our bass player is Mike Thorne. Mm-hmm. No relation to you, I understand. Yeah, but right. Mike is just a tremendous musician, has mm-hmm. spent some time playing in Nashville, and he's a good friend and also a great musician. Drummer is Paul Trollinger. We call him Sparky, another great musician who really kind of adds a really good ear to the band. If we're not hitting it exactly like we should, he's not bashful about letting us know it, and you need that.
Yeah.
You need some of that in every band. And then Tony Santangelo, very well-known musician for many years in the Jackson area, plays just about anything and everything for us. Tony plays harmonica. Tony plays the accordion. Tony plays tambourine.
Wow.
And he's a fantastic musician that's been playing with bands for, gosh, I'm going to say, what, Jeff, 40 years?
70.
Yeah. I was trying to be nice. But the point is, I always say it's like skiing behind a yacht. It don't take a whole lot of effort when you've got that sort of supporting cast. And so I'm very lucky to have those guys in the band.
Well, you're the front guy, front man for Luke and Bach. And what are we going to hear? You want to do another tune for us?
Yeah, we'll do one. You know, Willie's first number one song was on a record called Redheaded Stranger. And Willie had written all these great songs, Crazy, mm-hmm. Nightlife, Funny How Time Slips Away. But nobody really knew who Willie was until Redheaded Stranger, and particularly this song, which sort of put him on the map and made everybody recognize who Willie Nelson is. And so let's do Blue Eyes.
All right.
In the twilight glow, I see her blue eyes crying in the rain. And when we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew that we'd never meet again. And love is like a dying ember, and only memories remain. I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain. Party. eyes crying in the rain. No more blue eyes crying in the rain.
All right. Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds on guitar, and Robert Scott on keyboards. Luckenbach. Great job, guys. Jeff, let me get you over here to the mic right quick. We've got a couple minutes before the break. And you've been on the show before. I know that was a fun time.
I have been here once before. It's great to be back.
Yeah. How'd you get involved with Luckenbach?
Well, I'd heard about them for about a year. People kept saying, have you heard the band Luckenbach? And I said, I heard the name, but I had never heard the band. They said, you need to go see them. The guy sounded just like Willie. And I joined a church over in joined St. Mark's Church, and was talking to some people there, and they said, oh, you play guitar? And I said, yeah, I play a little bit. And he said, well, you need to meet some of the guys that go to church here. They have a band called Luckenbach. And I went, all right, it's time to meet these guys to figure out what's going on with Luckenbach. So I met them, as he said a minute ago, at the church. Mm-hmm. You know, so somehow I weaseled my way in on one of their practice sessions, and then next thing it was led to a gig, and then another gig, and then I'm still here.
There you go.
He hadn't fired me yet.
There you go. Well, Robert, come on over here and say a word or two. Robert Scott on the keyboard. I've known Robert for many, many years. We hadn't seen each other in a while, but it's so good to see you, Robert.
Well, really, thank you, Jim. Thank you.
How'd you get involved with Luckenbach?
Well, I'm good friends with Tony Santangelo, the harmonica player, and at the time, their current keyboard player was going to have to leave the band due to some personal commitments, and Tony asked me if I wanted to join the band, so I went out and heard them, and I was very impressed, because it wasn't like a lot of bands I had heard playing in local clubs around town. It wasn't just somebody doing a bunch of cover songs. It was an actual show.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought Trey did such a great job of fronting the band, which you don't see that very often, that I very eagerly decided to join up.
Mm-hmm. Well, very good. Trey, when you do a performance, is it exclusively Willie Nelson tunes? Do you mix in some other tunes?
No. I would say, Jim, it's probably, I'm going to say about 65-70% Willie stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We try to make it as much like a Willie Nelson show as we can. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to give the audience the feel of, as Robert said, not just, hey, we're here doing whatever and listening to a cover band, but a real show and to be entertained. So the great thing about it is Willie, when he does a show, he does probably 10 to 15 covers himself.
Okay.
And Willie, of course, does all types of different music.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows us to kind of spread out, and we do a lot of the covers that Willie does, which, you know, people enjoy, and then we'll pull out some surprises from time to time. We're the only Willie Nelson cover band that you know of that will do a Queen song.
We're going to take a break right now for our CBS News update. Folks, I hope you're enjoying the show as much as I am. Luckenbach in studio with Jeff Reynolds, Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, and Robert Scott. So y'all stay tuned. More to come. The show, The Blues and Arts Hour, is made possible every week by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also want to thank one-of-a-kind locally owned Fusion Coffee House, located on Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 9:30. 25 minutes until 10. Welcome back. I'm Jim Thorne. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest in studio, Luckenbach. Three members from the band, Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, and Robert Scott. Trey, you know, you sound just like Willie. There's no doubt about it. I know people tell you that all the time, but how did you develop that? I mean, you must have had to really study Willie, or was it just something that you just kind of reaped on your own?
It's a curse. No, I didn't study it for sure. You know, like every kid, I guess, that, you know, sort of idolizes a musician, I probably sung a gazillion hours of Willie Nelson from the time I was 10 years old.
Yeah.
And the more you listen to, you know, Willie's got, what makes Willie unique in my mind is not only the voice and the tone of his voice, but it's really all about the phrasing that he does.
Mm-hmm.
And Willie's sort of famous for that. He's sort of behind the beat. And so if you listen to it enough and you sing it enough, you really develop that. And the other thing that makes it has made it come easy to me is my range and Willie's range is about the same.
Gotcha.
And so what's too high for him is too high for me. Mm-hmm. What's too low for him is too low for me. And if I hear a song, even if Willie's never sung it, I know how he would sing it, because even though I'm not nearly as talented as he is and never will be and don't have the voice he has, there's something in the back of his throat and in the back of mine that are somewhat similar. So I kind of have an idea of what it would sound like. And so it's just a, you know, something that happened over time. And, you know, when we do it, when I hear myself sing, I don't really think it sounds that great or anything is like Willie, because I've listened to the original for so long.
Yeah.
But when I'm singing it on stage or whenever, I'm really hearing Willie mm-hmm. in my mm-hmm. ear mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and trying to do it the way I know that he would do it, and try to, you know, do him as much justice as we can.
Has he ever heard Luckenbach? Do you know?
You know, people ask me that from time to time. So I have a dear friend, her name is Lisa Fletcher. Lisa is Willie's niece.
Okay.
Willie's sister Bobby, who passed away a few years ago. Lisa is Bobby's daughter-in-law. And so through some connections here in Jackson, Lisa's stepdad is the late James Tucker, who's a great lawyer here in town, and James and I are friends. So Lisa will come and hear the band. Mm-hmm. And so she has shown me the text messages. When she comes and hears the band, she'll record the band and she'll text it to Willie.
Oh, wow.
And cool. they'll text back and forth
very
and
nice.
This and that. So, no, never live, but he's heard before. And the funny story was, I think it was maybe at one of the shows we did last year, she was texting him and they were laughing back and forth about it. And he texted back and he said, "He's pretty good, but I've heard better."
That's awesome. Awesome story. All right. Another tune. Huh?
Yeah.
What are we going to hear?
Another one. Probably the most recognizable song that Willie does and has done is a song that actually he wrote for a movie, Honeysuckle Rose. I think it was like 1980 or 1981. And it really is a fun song to do, because no matter what's been happening in the show up to that point, and no matter who's been out there that kind of looks like they're not having the greatest of times and they kind of got a scowl on their face, when we sing this song, everybody knows it. Everybody knows every word. They clap. They sing along. And so it's always fun for us to do, and it's probably the signature Willie song. And so we thought we'd do a little bit of that one.
All right.
One, two, three, four. On the road again, I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, I'm going places that I've never been, and I'm seeing things that I may never see again, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that this world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. And I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, Luckenbach. And great job, Jazz. Awesome. Trey, you know, you're an attorney. We established that. What do your colleagues think? I know they've heard you. What's their reaction?
Yeah, they mostly just think it's, you know, funny and wonder, you know, how I've got the time to do it, this and that. But, you know, it's a hobby for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, they kind of joke with me about it, but many of them come to the shows, and they come and mostly when we go out and we're socializing, they want to know what's going on with the band, you know, mm-hmm. how is it, and you know, where are you playing next, and that sort of thing. So it's they play. I'm not a good golfer, and it's a lot of times too hot to fish, and so, you know, this is what I do. Yeah. And I tell them that, you know, I get paid for my hobby instead of having to pay to do it.
So. There you go. All right, we're going to take a break and come back for our final segment. You're listening to the Blues and Arts Hour on 103.9 WYAB. Our very special guest, Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, and Robert Scott from the band Luckenbach. And we want to thank the sponsor of the program, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Thanks also to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. Our time now is 17 minutes until 10. All right, we're 12 minutes until 10. Welcome back. Jim Thorne here on the Blues and Arts Hour, 103.9 WYAB. Very special guest in studio. We've got Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, and Robert Scott from the band Luckenbach, and we have been enjoying some good music and good conversation. I got to ask you this, though, Trey. You've done this for about 15 years now, and you grew up singing Willie Nelson since you were 10. Does it ever get old to you?
No, it really doesn't. You know, we're blessed with some really good opportunities to play in different places, and so we're pretty selective about where we play. We don't play a ton. We try to limit it to one, maybe twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
I never would want it to get old. If ever we were getting ready to play and I was not looking forward to it and didn't feel like we were going to have a good time, I'd stop doing it.
Yeah.
'Cause I'm doing it really to pay tribute to Willie, because mm-hmm. I'm such a fan of his, and I like to share that with other people that love Willie and his music, and because I enjoy that. And if it ever got to a point where it got old, I would stop doing it.
Well, I kind of figured that. Where are you going to be playing next?
Tomorrow night, we're playing a benefit at Canton Academy. I think it's open to the public, but all proceeds go to benefit the school. It's mm-hmm. going to be at Butterfly Hill, which is Johnny Stewart's event venue out on Sharon Road. Beautiful, beautiful place. We've played some events out there before, and I think the weather's going to be great, unlike today.
Yeah.
so that'll be nice. And we've got some other dates coming up. We're going to play Memorial Day weekend at McBee's. That's May 27th. We're going to play June 24th at Shaggy's on the Reservoir. July 22nd, I'm going to go back home to Forest and kind of mm-hmm. have a little homecoming deal out there at a place called Foothills. August 19th, we'll be at Brewski's in Hattiesburg. October 14th at Ratliff Ferry. And then we do a lot of private parties. Those are the public mm-hmm. events, but we do a lot of private parties in between. So it's going to be a fun rest of the year.
And if anybody wanted to get in touch with you to do a performance at their event, how
yeah,
do
so
that?
We have a Facebook page. It's called Luckenbach Willie Tribute Band.
All right.
And you can message on there and reach out to me and or Jeff, and we call and we'll get it on the calendar.
All right, very good. Let's do another tune.
Okay.
What are we going to hear?
We're going to do one. It's probably, you know, I told you I kind of got to be a Willie fan, and the early 80s. That was when I first sort of developed my appreciation for Willie. And at that time, this next song, you couldn't play any radio station, country station, pop station, for 20 minutes without hearing this song. Mm-hmm. Willie had sort of been this country icon, but like so many other country singers at that time, was sort of putting his foot in the crossover water a little bit. And he did this song, which was actually initially an Elvis song that he redid, and it was eventually became a number one, won him Song of the Year, and he was voted, the song is the most, has been listed as the number one song of the entire decade of the 1980s.
Oh, my.
So if you think of all the musicians in the song of the 80s, that's a pretty good place to be. So we want to do a little bit of that.
All right, here we go.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. And I guess I never told you that I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, but I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And tell me, tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. And give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied. Little things I should have said and done, but I just never took the time. You were always on my mind, and you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
Trey Jones singing, and that's Jeff Reynolds on guitar and Robert Scott on keyboards. Luckenbach on the Blues and Arts Hour. Any shout-outs? Anybody listening that you want to say hi to that might be out there?
I don't know, Jeff. Did you say your brother was listening?
All the people who are listed, thank you for tuning in. I think my brother in Greenville, my friend Bridget Ferguson that I play some gigs with, she's in Oxford this week or today doing something, and she'll be back this weekend. She's listening.
All right.
Appreciate you having us, Jim.
Well, it's been great.
Thank you for having us.
Robert, any final comments from you back there?
No, just thank you for having us. I'm glad to be here.
All right.
Thank you for the coffee.
Yeah, the coffee's good. We got some more out there, too, you know. But response from the audience, I know, is great. You got a great presence, and wish you all the best. What's in the future after the concerts that you have coming up? Anything in particular, or just kind of keep
on
going?
We've got a fun event coming up in June that we've you may know, and a lot of the musician folks out there know Buck Allman. Bucky Allman does sound production for us, and Bucky's got a great opportunity to work with something called the Congress of Country Music, which is something new in Philadelphia. And so we're going to play an event over there.
Cool.
In June.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it in conjunction with some Marty Stewart event. So we're looking forward to that and really happy for Bucky and that whole process. So I'm glad to be a part of that. So a lot of good things on the horizon, and looking forward to it.
Well, catch them when you can, Luke and Buck. And I think you'll be very, very pleased, like so many people have. Trey Jones, Jeff Reynolds, Robert Scott, Luke and Buck, that's going to do it for the show. I want to thank our sponsor, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Mississippi. It's good to be blue. Also, thanks to one-of-a-kind, locally-owned Fusion Coffee House, Highland Colony Parkway in Ridgeland. You want to take us out on the song?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Thanks again.
If you had not a fallen, then I would not have found you. Angel flying too close to the ground. And I patched up your broken wing and hung around a while, trying to keep your spirits up and your fever down. And I knew someday that you would fly away. For love's the greatest healer to be found. So leave me if you need to. I will still remember angel flying too close to the ground. So fly on.